From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Heavy fighting breaks out in Ukraine. A major battle has flared outside a main separatist stronghold in eastern Ukraine, leaving more than a dozen dead, threatening to push the country back into civil conflict. Ukrainian officials say the fighting broke out near Donetsk when some 1,000 pro-Russian rebel fighters, backed by artillery and tanks, launched a pre-dawn attack west of the city. Marie Harf is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
These attacks by combined Russian separatist forces are on the Ukrainian side of the ceasefire line. They have reportedly utilized Grad rockets and other heavy weapons that should have been withdrawn under the February Minsk plan, and they've reportedly killed at least one and injured 20 Ukrainians. Any new attack or aggressive action by combined Russian separatist forces is unacceptable and contravenes the Minsk agreements. Russia bears direct responsibility for preventing these attacks and implementing a ceasefire. Any attempts to seize additional Ukrainian territory will be met with increased costs.
Rebels report 15 civilian and combatant deaths. Authorities in Kyiv say at least three of its troops were killed, 30 others wounded in the town of Marinka. Yet another blast rocked the northern Nigerian city Maiduguri Wednesday, killing at least six people. The blast struck near an army barracks and is just the latest bombing to rock the Borno State capital in recent days. The Islamist group Boko Haram is suspected of a string of attacks that have killed dozens. Speaking in Niamey, capital of Niger, Wednesday on his first foreign trip since being inaugurated last week, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari pledged to defeat the Sunni insurgent group. Mr. Buhari says he'll chase the group from its last trenches. 5 years of the evil presence of this sect is enough. The Nigerian leader visiting both Niger and Chad, two of three countries that have joined Abuja in launching a joint offensive in February. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says the military operation aimed at degrading and destroying the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 militant fighters in less than a year. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke in France a day after he and officials from partner countries met in Paris with Iraq's prime minister to discuss strategy. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
There are thousands of ISIL fighters that have been taken off the battlefield due to the combined impact of our coalition military airstrikes, as well as the efforts of Iraqi and Kurdish security forces on the ground. And this is indicative of the kind of strategy that we see ISIL often use to essentially sacrifice significant numbers of foot soldiers, as they did around their failed attempt to take and hold Kobani, which we assess led to the death of at least 1,000 ISIL fighters in that one Syrian town.
However, he warned the militant group is recruiting internationally to replenish its forces. Visiting Qatar Wednesday, the U.S. envoy for the anti-IS campaign, retired Marine General John Allen, said setbacks last month in Iraq's Anbar province redoubled U.S. determination to fight the militant group, but he warned the fight will likely take a generation or more. The U.N. envoy to Libya warned representatives of the rival government's meeting in Algiers Wednesday the North African country is at the limit and risks becoming a failed state. Bernardino Leon, hosting the latest round of unity talks, called on both sides to stop seeking concessions from the other and forge a united front against the Islamic State, which has established a presence in Libya. Once again, Israeli police confronted hundreds of ethnic Ethiopians Wednesday demonstrating against perceived racial discrimination. Protests turned violent last month in Tel Aviv after a video emerged of police beating an Israeli soldier of Ethiopian descent. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised to address their concerns. Israeli jets struck Hamas military training sites in Gaza early Thursday in response to rocket fire against Israel a day earlier. A radical Islamist Salafist group that backs Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's rocket attack. Experts at the U.S. Central Bank say the U.S. economy began growing again in the second quarter after contracting in the first few months of the year. In its business survey, the Federal Reserve found that manufacturing improved in most areas except for the energy industry, where falling oil prices have hurt investment. A separate report shows the services sector of the economy displayed continued growth, but at a slower pace than previously thought. A different study shows the trade picture is improving, with fewer imports and more exports. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.